the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app. The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views. If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning. Thanks for being a part of our morning. Brenda Willis, nurse practitioner, excited to tell you about the new service that she's offering. In addition to family practice services, that's right across from Whataburger in Leesville. She provides evaluation and counseling for weight management, as well as medicine on weekly injections at an affordable price, and they can mail it to you. Check out on Facebook or Instagram, Brenda Willis, FNP, for information on how to book. She's happy to say you get the same specialized care wherever she treats you. Brenda Willis, nurse practitioner. Want to catch a movie? Great movies going on this week at Parkway Cinema. Today is Every Movie, Any Age, Any Time, only $6. Arthur the King is playing, Cabrini Imaginary, all at Parkway Cinema. Tomorrow, State Representative Jack McFarlane will be sitting in live from the Capitol as the session continues. On Thursday, U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy will be in for his regular monthly program. This morning, I've got Dr. Fran Lemoine. She is the Dean of the College of Arts and Science at Northwestern State University. Dr. Lemoine, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Boy, lots of things going on at the Arts and Science. Why don't you kind of bring us up to date on some of the things happening?
Sure. We have lots of activities that are happening, certainly in the spring semester. There's sort of some new developments and a little bit of restructuring that's happened in the College of Arts and Sciences or areas in the College of Arts and Sciences over the past year. The biggest of those is that we have reorganized several of our units to create a School of STEM, which includes the Department of Biology and Microbiology, the Department of Engineering Technology, the Division of Mathematics, the Department of Physical Sciences, which includes chemistry and physics, and the Department of Veterinary Technology. And so, when we got approval to combine those into a School of STEM, the idea was for us to ultimately be able to have better collaboration, not just among our faculty, but among our students, and create some new and sort of innovative programming that ultimately would allow us to serve our students and our community better. And we've been able to take that School of STEM and the momentum from creating that and get out into the community with lots of different activities. We're calling it STEM Edutainment, have been able to participate in the LA Region 6 Rural STEM event that was down in Alexandria last month. We put on another sort of performance of our edutainment during the Northwestern Literary Rally that was here last month as well, and we're getting ready to host tomorrow the state FFA championship competition, and we'll be doing that all over again there as well.
You've got over 2,700 students enrolled in your various programs.
That's correct.
190 faculty members, that's a lot of people.
It is. We make up a large majority of the university, but we also, because we're such a broad area, we teach the majority of the courses that are part of the general education core. And so because of that, we have a lot of demand that's not just related to our specific majors. You know, we teach all the math and the English and the science and the history to all students that come to the university. So we provide that university service, and because of that, we have to be a little bit larger to be able to serve all those students.
Dr. Lemoine, talk to me about some upcoming events.
Well, as I mentioned, tomorrow we have the state FFA championship competition, and so we're excited to be hosting over 600 students on campus. For that competition. It's been quite a few years since that had moved to another university, and so we're really excited to have them back on our campus and in Natchitoches. So we're excited about that. In addition to that, we have on Friday the Demon Math Classic, which is a math competition. It's sort of an invitational. We have about 22 schools that are going to be coming to campus to participate in a variety of math-related competitions, and so we're excited to be hosting that. In a couple of weeks, right after we come back from Easter, we'll be hosting an Engineering Technology Department's alumni reunion, and we're excited. This is the first time we've ever done that. We're excited to have those individuals, many of whom are part of our industry partners in the surrounding communities, back to our campus to know a little bit more about what we're doing on in our programs.
You've got an award-winning assistant professor of art. Tell me about him.
We do. Edgar Cano is an assistant professor of art in the Department of Fine and Graphic Arts, and he's a native of Mexico. He was a student here, graduated with his master's degree in 2021, and he joined our faculty the next year, and he is just been amazing. He has completely embraced and been embraced by our community. He has been involved in the mural. He designed and created the mural outside of the Ben D. Johnson Education Center that is dedicated to the agricultural heritage of Natchitoches, and it involved student volunteers and community volunteers to create that. And so that's really been a wonderful showcase, and we're excited to be able to bring that out to the community. But, beyond that, he has multiple showings throughout the country, juried competitions, and he's been amazing winners of awards in each one of those exhibitions. So we're very proud of him.
Talking about amazing, your chamber choir, tell me about them.
Yeah, so under the direction of Dr. Nick Cummings, our chamber choir was invited to perform at the Southern Region's American Choral Directors Association conference in Kentucky late last month. And this was an amazing accomplishment. We are the first Louisiana school outside of our flagship university to be invited to attend and perform at this meeting. So it was a wonderful opportunity and something that our director of choral studies has been challenged with, and it was a goal of his for quite a while. So we're very proud. They did a wonderful job and represented the university and our area very well.
Very active at Northwestern University is the news media, journalism, communications art, and you've got a couple of people that really excel there.
We certainly do. We're very excited. I mean, we don't just have amazing, students who are involved in the student media aspect, but we're really excited this year to have holding our Wise Endowed Chair position, James Mushton. So James also was a graduate of Northwestern State in the early 2000s, and he's been an investigative reporter for quite some time. He was in New Orleans, associated with the New Orleans Advocate, and won a Pulitzer Prize there for a series that he had done about unusual Louisiana laws. And so James has agreed to come back to the university for a one-year stint, and he's teaching investigative journalism classes for us And, you know, it's just a tremendous opportunity for us to have him here on our campus, have our students interact with him, and you know, be able to have the experience of, you know, of learning from someone who is in the trenches, so to speak, in the journalism field.
Getting a lot of interest and with a lot of performances, theater and dance. Go through that.
Yeah, so we are extremely proud of our alumni from the theater and dance department. We have several of them right now who are performing on Broadway. A few who are performing, you know, for the first time in shows, sort of making their Broadway debut. But several that have been there for multiple years. Casey Barrett has been performing in the Book of Mormon for over 10 years now. She was on tour, but now is in New York, actually performing it on Broadway. Michael Ivan Carrier has been performing in Anne Juliet for over a year. Planko Jones Jr. Was on tour with The Wiz and is now debuting that in New York as well. And Holly Conway is you know, she was a graduate of our program. She was also, you know, Lady of the Bracelet, Miss Louisiana. And so she is in Limpica, which opened this month. And this is actually her third show that she's been involved with. She was involved in Six and the Tina Turner musical. So we're really proud of her.
Our guest this morning is Dr. Fran Lemoine. She is the Dean of the College of Arts and Science at Northwestern University. Be back in just a moment. Don't go away. In a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on, Bass Heating and Cooling, quality hometown-friendly service. Call them at 318-554-9884 or check them out on Facebook or go to the website at bassheatingandcooling.com. Tell them you heard it on this radio station and you get a 10% discount off the already low cost.
This is Landon Womack from Winfield, Louisiana. I'm a sophomore at Northwestern State University, majoring in radiological science. Rad Science allows me to help others live healthier lives with an advancement of technology in the field, which promotes general well-being. If you live in Wynn Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. For more information or a free tour, just contact us at nsu.la/visit. And always, Forkham Demons.
Hey guys, this is Jordan from Nichols. Have you heard that our Manny and Leesville locations now carry your favorite high-end jewelry line, Kendra Scott? That's right, Nichols is now a Kendra Scott retailer. Come check out our great selection of jewelry at Nichols and Manny and Leesville. Can't wait to see you.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Hey, welcome back. I want to remind you that Nichols has stores in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manning. They've got something for everybody in the family, looking for the perfect wedding gift, maybe an anniversary gift, sporting items, clothing. They do it all. They're over 100 years. Nichols, stop by and see them today. With us Thursday is U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy, in for his regular monthly program. Tomorrow, State Representative Jack McFarland for his monthly program. With us today is Dr. Fran Lemoyne. She is the Dean of the College of Arts and Science at NSU. Dr. Lemoyne, during the period of time that you've been at Northwestern, how has your department changed?
Well, I started off 17 years ago as an assistant professor of biology, and you know, we've seen tremendous growth in the sciences, and so I was able to participate and be a part of that particular development, you know, over the past 17 years, and through my personal journey, I've progressed from being a faculty member to the department head and director of what was then the School of Biological and Physical Sciences before I transitioned to the dean's position that I'm in now. And so I'm just incredibly proud of the development of sciences and those particular areas, so that we, we've become what I would consider to be an important component of the education system here at the university and rival any of the other schools and areas that have places of prominence here. So we've sort of changed from being biology with a little bit of chemistry and physics and other smaller areas to morph into what is now a very thriving school of STEM.
Do you find that most students, when they enter college, really know what degree they want to pursue?
I think they have a general idea of what they enjoy, what they've enjoyed learning about, but I do believe that there are some students who maybe are chasing the wrong sort of things in their lives, and so because of that, they might pick a particular major or have career aspirations associated with a specific salary or something that will provide a quality of life that they believe that they would enjoy, only to then find that that's not really where their true passion is. And, while we all want to be able to live a life that we want to live, and get off our parents' payroll and such, it's important to find something that you can be passionate about. And so that's one of the things that we really try to do here at Northwestern is help students find the thing that they really want to do for their career and their lives, while also being able to make a quality living at that.
We briefly talked about the STEM program. Let's go into more detail.
Yes. So as I mentioned, the point of developing the School of STEM was to try to foster some collaboration, and so we've been able to sort of capitalize on the faculty from those different areas in the School of STEM working together to submit some pretty important grants recently. So we've had six faculty members from across all the disciplines in the School of STEM who have just submitted a grant to an organization called OpenAI, and this is an over $300,000 grant to develop some novel strategies in artificial intelligence. And this proposal specifically is designed to detect rogue artificial intelligence machines to try to shut those down. And so we're really proud of the work that they've done, and we hope to hear by the end of the month whether that's going to be funded or not. And then a larger initiative involved a group of about five faculty members, again, from across multiple disciplines in the School of STEM. And this was a submission to the National Science Foundation. And this grant is for approximately $1 million to begin offering scholarships to develop school or develop STEM majors in the School of STEM and help with their retention and graduation rates. So basically offering scholarships so that they don't have to work and they're able to go to school and participate in the activities that they need to focus on learning and furthering their career.
Our guest this morning is Dr. Fran Lemoyne. She is the Dean of College of Arts and Science at Northwestern University. The Northwestern State University Foundation secured over $7 million in private contributions in 2023, exceeding the previous year total by over $2 million and marking the third straight year the foundation has recorded increases in contributions year over year. Northwestern State University.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
Natchitoches Wood Preserving and Company with Lumberock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. Lumberock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of Lumberock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Natchitoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimal maintenance. Natchitoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the Wonders of Lumberock at 8236 Highway 1 in Natchitoches or call 318-357-0380.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Hey, is it time to get an eye exam? Where do you go? Well, let me make a suggestion. Louisiana Eye and Laser Center, 14 locations, including Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, and Alexandria. They got professionals, they got the best service, they got the best prices. They treat you like part of the family. From routine eye exams to the most complicated surgery, cataract surgery, they do it all. LAEyeAndLaser.com or call them at 318-487-2020. Don't forget, the Mike McCarthy Show comes up at 8:05 this morning. And at 8:30, we're going to be talking about all the bills introduced by local legislators. If you're not on the station that carries this through 8:30, you can always go to KWLA1031.com and pick it up. Our guest this morning, Dr. Fran Lemoine, Dean of the College of Arts and Science, and let's go into Social Sciences and Applied Programs. Tell me about that program.
Well, again, this is another school that's a group of related departments and areas. One of the latest things that's really grown out of that area is our Remote System Science and Technology Certificate. So this is that's the scientific or fancy way of naming the drone program. And so this has been gaining in popularity quite a bit. We've been able to have the School of Social Sciences and Applied Programs partner with the School of STEM to ultimately acquire quite a bit of equipment that was needed to launch the program. So we've gotten about $300,000 in grants from AEP SWEPCO, Natchitoches Soil and Water Conservation Districts, Natural Resource Conservation Services, and use that to launch this certificate program where students completing this program can go on and become legal, certified to fly drones, and you know, participate in activities like map making and such. And so we've just hosted on our campus a workshop for the USDA in January, and we're hoping to bring this out to the community even more. So if anyone is interested in learning to fly drones and use that in different capacities, please reach out. We'd love to talk to you about it.
What's the difference between Louisiana Scholars College and a regular degree at Northwestern?
Louisiana Scholars College is the state's designated honors college. It's a little bit different than most honors programs at other universities. Most honors programs at other universities across the state and across the nation are typical degrees associated with any particular major. And they just take a few honors courses. Most of the time they just do a little bit more work in those courses to designate a higher level or order of learning. Our program at Louisiana Scholars College is a little bit different, and this is a completely immersive program where the students are actually developing specific honors majors in those courses. It's not just a tack on. This is actually what their entire curriculum is honors based, and we have almost every degree program at the university can also be achieved through the Louisiana Honors Louisiana Scholars College. So we've got great scholarship packages for students who qualify, and you know, we're always looking for talent there and students who are interested in just taking their learning to the next level.
I'm down to just a couple of moments, and I want to get into FLAME, which is designed for student success and retention. How is that program, is it successful or not?
It has been wildly successful. So in this program, we have faculty members who are volunteering part of their time to be at different points on campus, either the athletic center. Most of us are doing these services at Watson Library and the Academic Success Center. And we're holding our office hours traditionally, which we would sit in our office and wait for students to come. But we're sitting in these other locations, and students can stop by and receive help in their courses, you know, study help, test prep, any issues that they might be having, we can help them work it out. And this is our attempt to just sort of meet students where they are, and it's been incredibly successful. Students are loving it, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Students or prospective students that want to learn more about Northwestern, website to go to?
You can join us at www.nsula.edu, and if you're interested specifically in the College of Arts and Sciences, just add on to there, /COAS, and we can get you exactly where you need to be.
Thanks so much for sharing your time with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you will ever know. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I lost a part of me when I watched you go. Her words touched me like a well-known memory of how we used to walk hand in hand. I pray someday she will forget me, 'cause where I'm going won't take me where I've been. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you will ever know.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for Radio Unafraid. It's brought to you by our friends at Biles Welding and